problem.
Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Oh, good, I'm good.
Good,
how,
I'm good.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's been a good day so far.
I guess it's, yeah, so far it's great. You know, thank goodness I get to take a break. I was driving myself crazy. How?
So where'd you find a place to go?
Well, I pulled over at a little county park that I'd been driving past called Enchanted Forest, and it certainly has a enticing name. So I pulled in, and I don't know what it's about, but I stopped in and to say hi. And you know what? I didn't realize that until I got here and the show started that I'm right under a small airplane flying path. So bear with
nice.
Me. I'll try to be cognizant.
That is okay. You know, that's kind of the charm of what you're doing. I'm stationary at my home studio, but you travel
mm-hmm.
around a little bit and you get to go interesting places. And that's
oh, yeah.
part of the show, I think. Yeah. I want to remind everybody they can find our trivia question on our website, beunique.org. And
okay.
also
yep.
on the description of this show, along with the hints.
Uh-huh,
and
the hints.
I kind of feel bad because, you know, I was thinking, well, we would just tell everybody to go to the website and find them. But when you said that you don't always follow along until I tell what these hints are, maybe
mm-hmm.
I should give another hint at that.
Let's do. That's. I do look forward to when I don't know the answer because then I
that
just play along.
That is so cool.
So and I thank
I,
you for
I gave
that.
My
I
husband,
appreciate it.
I gave. This is kind of an obscure one. I knew who it was when I saw it, and my husband did not. And he said, how do you know these things? I don't know. I read a lot. But the question is, who was the mad monk of Russian history? Yesterday's hint was he was a mystic and self-proclaimed holy man. Today's hint, let's see, today is Tuesday, right?
I'm confused. Yes, I think so.
Okay, so today is hint number two. He befriended the family of Nicholas II, the last emperor of Russia.
Ah, Tsar Nicholas.
Yes.
The second.
So
okay.
tomorrow we'll have another one.
All right. Well, I'll be thinking. Listen.
Yeah, you gotta know. You gotta be thinking about this because you might be the only one to come up with the right answer. We need people to call the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that phone number?
It is 516-418-5156.
5651. 516-418-5651.
Yes. Oh, but I do know that anybody can always reach us anytime at all at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com.
Yes. And I want to jump into our topic today, because today we're talking about world-shattering news from the past. This day
okay.
in history, October 13th. And I did put a few little teasers on the website, or not on the website, but on the show description. But I've kept looking. I've been looking for some other ones. I wanted, because a lot of these things that we actually have on the description are very dark, such as the October 13th, 1972, the Uruguay. How do you pronounce that country? Uruguay.
Uruguay.
I think it's actually Uruguay, but it's okay.
Uruguay.
Whatever. Anyway, they had cannibalism. There's more to the story than that. But also, on this date in history, in 1960, was the first televised political debate between Nixon and Kennedy.
Really?
Yes. Paddington Bear was introduced in the United Kingdom on this date in 1968. I love Paddington.
I have a suitcase like Paddington. I use it for my briefcase, the little orange stamp. It's pretty fun.
And then we've got, you know, three things that have to do with war, which are disturbing, you know. Well, actually, the Chinese-Japanese fighting was in 1938. But Italy declared war on Germany on October 13th. And then in 1941, World War II, the Soviets were in a lot of trouble. Several things happened with baseball on this date. But I wanted to lighten up the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, if we want to get into cannibalism and politics and war, we can do that too. But I thought it might be more fun to talk about telephones. On October 13th, 1983, the USA mobile phone service introduced the very first cellular mobile phone service to the general public in Chicago. It was the first time that it was public, that anybody could get a cell phone.
Really?
Of course, they didn't call them cell phones. They were cellular mobile phones.
Right. When was that?
1983.
Wow. That was a pivotal moment.
Yes. In 1947, I've seen it in other shows, but I never really knew much about it. But the popular television show Kukla, Fran, and Ollie premiered.
I watched it quite a little. Yeah.
And also on October 13th in the USA, Apple introduced the iPod, capable of playing video at a resolution. Are you ready for this? 320 by 240, but it was only $300. That was in 2005.
Wow. But, you know, that was pretty state-of-the-art stuff. I remember when I broke into computers, I had a desktop IBM XT machine with 10 megabytes of hard drive and 10 megabytes of RAM. And we got a 20 megabytes at work, and we were screaming through the airwaves. It was amazing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, not the airwaves, probably.
I understand. My very first digital camera was 3 megapixels. And I look at those pictures today compared to what I've got, on my little phone, my little camera now. Even my cell phone takes better pictures than that camera did. But it was what I had.
Oh, it was breaking into the new world. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
In 1963, on October 13th, a new word was coined after the Beatles appeared at the Palladium. You want to guess what that word is?
No, I'd like to, but go ahead. Me forever, I'm sure. Okay.
No, it won't, because as soon as I say it, you're gonna know the word. Beatlemania.
Okay. Beatlemania. I had it, but I was really short and small, and I didn't know it. I didn't scream and jump around, but I had it.
And you
I got
a girl.
It still. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, but that's all right.
But Beatlemania was, I think it crossed all genres and genders and ages. Everybody loved the Beatles at that point in time. And it was, in a way, it was like be unique. It was a movement that once it took off, it just took off. And it spread like wildfire. So, let's see, on October 13th, in the year 1399, Henry IV of England was crowned. Don't remember much about Henry IV. We always know about Henry VIII. And, oh, this is an interesting one. In 1997, Swiss bank officials said that 4,000 more unclaimed accounts from the Holocaust era had been discovered, worth about $4 million. In 2005, on this date in history, Chinese archaeologists reported they're finding a 4,000-year-old container of noodles made from millet. This was in northwestern China.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where, in Kenya?
China.
China. That's awesome.
China. Northwestern China. I can tell when an airplane's going by because you mute your phone.
Yeah. I mean, if I let it go, it gets pretty loud.
Now, here's an interesting one. In 1792, the Old Farmer's Almanac was first published, and it's still around today.
Yeah. I use it every year to plan my, like, long-term forecast. They're, in my 50 years of watching them, they've been right over time.
Yeah. It's over 228 years. And the thing about the old Farmer's Almanac, you know, we've talked about old wives' tales. Old farmers are kind of the same thing. They have a wisdom that's been passed down from generation to generation. My uncle was an old farmer, and he always planted his corn on Good Friday so that it would be ready to harvest on the 4th of July. And that was a hard and fast rule of his. And sometimes he couldn't do it on Good Friday for whatever reason, rain, cold, body aches, whatever. But he never, if he didn't plant it on Good Friday, he didn't harvest as much on 4th of July.
Huh.
It was, and the thing, you know, there are a lot of things that he would tell us as children that we thought he was just a silly old man. But he was, you know, they were, I don't know, there's just strange things that you just, how do you know that? He just did.
Yeah, you just know. Yeah. It's always the way you do it. That's awesome.
Here's another obscure fact I discovered. On this date in history, in 1860, the very first United States aerial photo was taken from a balloon over Boston.
Wow, really? That's awesome. Awesome. That was really when... the time when photography was becoming certainly all the thing.
And I mean, it That's wasn't like they could just pack up a little digital camera or their cell phone in their pocket and go up into the sky.
Yeah, selfies.
Yeah. These that were big cameras. I remember my uncle had he was one of the first people in my family to have a camera. He was a single man. He didn't matter to him where he spent his money, but it was a Polaroid camera, and it was big. Oh, it was so much fun to watch him take that thing and stretch out the little projector part on it. It was just amazing. And then watch him shake his picture out afterwards.
And there it was, right there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, it certainly has changed. I know my photography really got a love of it as a teenager. Somebody gave me my mom gave me a old Kodak rangefinder from about 1940, and it shot 35mm film, and I had to learn how to adjust everything in order for it to work. And I'm telling you what, it was the love of my life. Well, I never upgraded, until the first digital camera came out. And it was like my life changed. I re-loved photography again. So
yes.
Awesome.
Yes, it totally changes your world. Well, Gene, guess what time it is, buddy?
Oh, man. All right. Well, that sounds good. I appreciate you letting me know. This was a fun adventure under the airplane, but I'm getting ready to head up the road.
We didn't scratch the top of the surface on this.
No,
we
didn't.
I have so many more things on my list to go through, but we'll have another show one other day.
Let me add one quick thing to the list. This day in history.
Yeah.
Today, this date in history that the Take a Break with Gene and Mary did their best show yet and going to have more best ones every day coming up. Please join us, everyone.
Every day is my favorite show, yes.
Every day. There's always an excellent show. And looking forward to everybody coming back tomorrow.
And if you hear our show and you don't agree that this is the best thing going, give us a call, drop us an email, and tell us what we're doing wrong. Because we want this to be your show. We want you to have as much fun. And I have a great time. We spend 15 minutes and a little change, you know, because we can never say goodbye. My son and I have this thing. If one of us is in a real hurry, I'll be talking to him on the phone. I say, okay, Matt, listen, I got things I got to do. Got a podcast coming up or whatever. So I'm going to do it right now. Goodbye. I love you. I love you. Goodbye. Goodbye. You have to say, if we cannot say goodbye less than three times for our conversation to end. And, you know, it's like, I got to say one more thing. Before I let you go, I want to say goodbye, but before I let you go, I got to say this. You got to know this.
Okay.
We can't get into that habit. We've already gone beyond our 15 minutes. So I'm going to say bye, everybody. See you later. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye, Gene.
See you then. Bye, everybody. See you. Have fun.
Have a great day, everybody.